Who you are when you're all alone is who you are. Let that person not be ashamed to be revealed to any man. Because who you are when you're all alone is who you are in Christ. Is that a good, fair word? Because if you violate your conscience, you'll shipwreck your faith. And you won't have confidence before God. And you won't enter boldly into the throne room of grace and stand there and receive His grace. If you violate your conscience and shipwreck your faith, you won't be able to live by faith and please God and release the kingdom through your life. Getting this? Okay. Oh, it feels good and sober right now. It's good. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Sometimes, not always, sometimes the awareness of sins in our life, if they're not dealt with, see, if you don't understand righteousness, you get, who's ever messed up and then you got condemned? You just got condemned and you struggled and you thought, man, I should have known better, and you got hard on yourself, and it actually in the long run hindered your identity, your joy, and your faith life in Christ. There's people here that can say they experienced that, right? Now, after tonight and hearing this message, don't ever do that again. Amen. You simply confess your faults one to another. Confess your faults to Him. He's faithful and just to cleanse you, right? Of all unrighteousness. He remembers your sin no more. It's like Pastor Don said this past Sunday. You know, what'd you do the day after you got saved? You swore. He hit his thumb with a hammer. And, this word came out of his mouth. And he thought, he's back in hell again, back heading for hell. His now mother-in-law would have said, she said to him, how was your day? Just terrible, just terrible. Because he